Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Mission Minded Podcast. Our goal is to bring you interviews that explore outside-the-box thinking and carrying out Christ's Great Commission. I'm Jim Tingler, and I will be your host this week as we welcome special guests Craig and Julie Hunter. Craig and Julie have been a part of the ITEC team for 5 years now and play a key role in the development and training of our programs. Craig is a dentist by trade who sold his practice after 35 years, and most would assume that he was set up for cruising through retirement. But God had other plans for them to invest their talents through a small mission organization based out of Central Florida. We love having Craig and Julie on the ITEC team, and we hope you enjoy the opportunity to hear from them today. Hey, guys.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
So Craig and Julie are a part of the ITEC team, and I've been thankful to be able to work with them for about 5 years, right, guys?
Yeah. Yep. About five.
Hard to believe.
It is. And so for those who don't know you guys, can you give us a little bit of a background? Craig and Julie Hunter, most would probably guess that you're married. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and some of your background?
Go ahead, Jules.
Craig and I have been in the dental field for many years, and so we were blessed to be able to work together in that field and early in his career. And then I became a stay-at-home mom, and he continued to practice for 35 years.
Yep. We were in a small town in southwest Wisconsin, and we practiced there for 35 years, and retired in 2012.
So Craig, you're a dentist by trade. You spent your life career as a dentist, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so after 35 years, you sold the practice, and you're all set up. You're ready for retirement.
That's right. We had planned, as you can imagine, a long time for retirement. And when it came, we did some traveling. We went on the first of our mission trips. We went to South Dakota. We were doing some of the things we look forward to. Then about 2014, we were on vacation in Florida, and that's when our real perspective changed on what we wanted to do.
Yeah, and that's really why I think you guys would be a great, you know, just couple to have on the podcast today. You know, most would assume that, hey, a dentist, he's worked his entire career, he's selling his practice after 30 years and set up to just cruise right through a retirement. But, you know, God had other plans for you to invest your talents. And so 2014, we're just trying to get the story here. 2014, you're on vacation, you're kind of living the retirement lifestyle, and then what happened?
Well, we were over in St. Augustine, actually, and we were by the pool one evening, and what some people call a coincidence happened to us. We bumped into a missionary that was in the pool, and we just sat down and started talking and trading stories, and he said, hey, have you ever heard of ITEC? And I said, no, we really haven't. Neither of us had. And he went into a description of it and told us, he said, you know, if you're looking something to do significant in your retirement, you ought to look, check these people out. So the next day we gave ITEC a call and happened to speak to Jamie Saint, who invited us over and gave us the tour of ITEC and gave us a background and was gracious, provided us with some literature, The Great Omission, some other books and videos. And he told us, he said, you know, Craig, we'd like you and Julie to come if you can. But if you can't, then we don't want you. If it doesn't feel like this is a good fit, then that's fine. And so we took that material and went home, and Julie and I prayed about it and read it and listened to the videos, and that's where it all started.
So for those who don't know, ITEC, we're involved in short-term training trips. And so I'm sure that missionary that you encountered in St. Augustine was aware that we go and we actually train in dentistry. So over the course of a week, we trained local Christ followers how to do basic dental, mainly in extractions. And Jamie, he saw a guy who's got a little bit of time on his hands. He's got plenty of experience and thought, hey, this is a great fit.
Yeah, it really was. God just had put on my heart. Maybe I'd retired about 5 years before Craig, so was doing things in the church and was able to serve in that way. But I always felt like there might be something else, and I started praying 5 years before any of this happened. And it was, I know it was instrumental because, like Craig said, we really had very little to none experience in the mission field. And how God brought this into our lives is incredible.
That's great. I love that you said it was just a coincidence, Craig, because we know it's nothing just happens like this just by coincidence. So we're excited that you took that step and drove over to Dunellen from St. Augustine. And for those who don't know, Dunellen is it's a pretty small little town. It's not a a major metropolitan, however you say that. It's not a big area that would draw people in. And so you guys just drove over, took the tour of iTech, and there was a little bit more to that, though, as you took another step and going on one of these training trips. Is that right?
Right. You know, I was a little skeptical about what they were saying could be done in that short a time, training people in instrument sterilization and anesthesia techniques for extractions. Unfortunately, another similar-minded mission group had a trip going about that time to Myanmar, and they very graciously invited me to go. So I was able to go and spend a couple weeks with them and see how it was all done. And well, I came back a believer. I said, this is just amazing how the Spirit steps in and empowers us to do things that otherwise we wouldn't think would be possible. Mm-hmm.
So what exactly did you guys train on that trip?
Well, we went and into an area where there were no dentists and a definite need, and we set up portable equipment. There were about five dentists that went on this particular training trip. And we worked with the population there in Myanmar. Our partners had selected students from that area that showed promise in doing something like dentistry and in learning it. None of them had previous experience in the medical field. But in that week's time, the five of us were able to teach them in a couple days of just classroom training, and then the rest of the time was all spent in a clinical setting, seeing patients. And at the start of the week, we would show them how to do things, and then gradually we would turn more and more responsibility over to them, until by the end of the week they were able to be independent, doing these things on their own, and it was quite a transformation.
Wow. And so in all your years of dentistry, would you have ever thought you'd be halfway around the world teaching somebody with no dental background how to do, you know, some basic dentistry?
Well, I tell you, Jim, not until I saw it firsthand would I have ever imagined anything like that. We came back from that trip and sat down with Jamie and Julie and I prayed about it, and we said, Lord, if this is where you want us, this is where we want to be.
Yeah, awesome. And, you know, I think just hearing your story, it didn't all happen at once. It was one step at a time. And so, you know, thankfully, you took that next step, which was joining the iTech team on a more full-time basis.
Right. We were able to, like you say, take that next step, and the people at iTech were also inviting and helped us, find a place and got a desk, and we were off rolling. Right now, or at that point, we spend a lot of our time talking to partners in various countries, lining up training trips where we can going to an area that is underserved and maybe unreached, most times unreached, where we can go in. And I'm not any golden tongue evangelist, but I do know dentistry, and God was able to use that skill for me to train people in dentistry, and then that would give them a tool that they could use to reach people spiritually.
Awesome. And I think even just to sweeten the deal is your wife joined in and helping out on the team.
Yes, I was trained as a dental assistant, so therefore I knew all about the sterilization portion of it, and it there again, it looks a lot different in foreign countries, but it works as well, and it's just incredible. I encourage anyone who would be interested in coming along to do something like this, because it's God's work, and God is involved every day.
And so did you go on that trip with Craig in 2014?
I actually was not on that trip. No, there was a different organization. Therefore, I didn't know how they did those type of things. It was more for Craig to see, can this really, really work?
So Craig comes back and, you know, what are you thinking this whole time?
I was pretty excited about it. I just, after visiting iTech, previous to that experience, I just couldn't believe what was going on there. And if God would allow us to be a part of that, I was definitely on board.
Yeah. And, again, you guys have joined, been on the team for about 5 years now. And, you know, we have often, found the right people to get on the bus and then working to find the right seat on the bus for the team. And Julie, you've worked in a lot of different areas. You've worked in sterilization on some of the dental training trips. You've worked in some of our the EyeSight, the IC program, training in that. And then week in, week out, you're in a lot of the relational side of iTech and just working as a part of the team.
Yeah, it's a real privilege to be able to have things. You know, it just gives your life a little something to wake up for and know that you're going to be a part of this team. And I'll have to say, although we are a couple of the more senior members, there's a lot of young men and women working at iTech, doing incredible things, leaving their jobs to be a part of the mission field. And I'm very humbled and impressed by that.
So 2014, you take the journey over to iTech and start taking some steps on this journey. Could you have imagined, you know, 6 years later, you'd be where you are now in this season of your life?
Well, a phrase you hear at iTech quite a bit is that we are to follow God's path the way he lays it out. And no, I wouldn't have imagined this. Like Julie said, we've got such a great team of people that we work with every day. And it's just, we miss them in this COVID-19 atmosphere. We're able still to get together virtually, but we miss going into work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's definitely missed for sure, the opportunity to be able to get together. But thankfully, we got things like Zoom and Skype and ways to be able to connect, but it's definitely not the same.
Absolutely not.
And so, you know, what I think would really help people understand a little bit more is that, you know, this decision to join a full-time ministry wasn't something that just happened overnight. It didn't happen when you sold the practice after 35 years. It wasn't something that you felt like God gave you a five-year plan for your life. But here you are, and it was one step at a time. And for somebody that might be right on the cusp of retirement, looking ahead, looking for what God might have for them and, you know, the next years and season of their life, what might you say to encourage them to explore those steps, to maybe take those opportunities that God puts before them?
Well, like Craig said, you know, he had a gift of dentistry and did a had a practice and a lot of knowledge there, and we this way we were able to use that and look at your strengths, see where else you can use those strengths, and through prayer and just waiting for his call, I guess, or just letting being able to look beyond what maybe you're not used to, but maybe something that will challenge you. That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difficult, different seasons of life. The people are available for something like this. We fortunately have a young dentist that's on staff. He and his wife are both the other part of the dental team. And we feel fortunate to have another team like that to work with us. A lot of times, you know, people are younger. They're just starting their family or starting their career, and it's a difficult time. But when people near, you know, retirement, it's what a great spot to plug into something more significant than your own plans or wishes for retirement. You know, you plug into something that will mean something for eternity, hopefully.
And we have many men and women that come with us, dentists and their wives, that are older than us from other areas. They aren't part of iTech, but they're always willing to come on a trip and help us because, you know, we can't do it alone. So there's a lot of elderly people that are able to do this.
Yeah, I love the opportunity to be able to hang out. I don't call them elderly people, though. I might get punched or something. I'm not sure. Craig, you're just about 65, right?
Just about. Another couple weeks.
Right on. And Julie, we won't ask your age. You know, somebody in this season, you know, you think your life would be a lot more relaxed, but you guys are on the go quite a bit, international travel, investing in, you know, writing curriculum, following up with people. Do you feel that you're sacrificing an opportunity to live a more relaxed life?
Tell you the truth, Jim, I think it's just the opposite. We, like Julie mentioned earlier, we just feel so blessed to be part of this. I can't imagine waking up and, you know, thinking, well, am I going to golf today or am I going to play pickleball? You know, I get a chance instead to go in and do something, you know, most people would not even dream of. So I wouldn't change it for the world.
But the reality is you still have the chance to be able to play some golf and pickleball as well.
That's right. That's right. We are afforded the flexibility to do the things outside iTech like that as well. And we do take advantage of that. So it's all good.
Awesome. I'm real thankful too that our children support this. You know, we miss them. We'd love to live closer to them. But right now it's okay. You know, who knows what God will bring down the road, but this is a time that we're both healthy. We're both fortunate to love this type of thing, and we're blessed.
Great. Well, hey, again, we appreciate just the opportunity to hear a little bit of your heart, your journey. I love the fact that you're living a different way in the retirement lifestyle. We're based out of Central Florida, so we have a lot of opportunity for the retirement lifestyle living. A lot of communities, plenty of activities to fill people's time and to really look at what are the gifts that I have, what are the ways that I can invest the time that I have is something that inspires me, you know, no matter what season you're in. Those are the questions that we should be asking. God, you've given me gifts, you've entrusted things to me. How can I steward them for you? And I'm encouraged to just see you guys live out this life of trying to figure out what this looks like, but deciding to be more intentional with that time.
Thanks. Yeah. I think sometimes people wonder, why would you want to do that? I mean, you're going into areas that could be unsafe, and, you know, it's not something that people can't do. We never feel like we're unsafe or unsecure because, iTech is always makes sure that we have partners that work with us, that, you know, keep an eye out for us and things like that. So if anything, I can just say, don't be afraid to try something different, or like I said, maybe just a little something that'll challenge you, because it's rewarding, every bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining us for this podcast, and thank you for being a part of the iTech team.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
And thank you for joining us for this podcast, and we look forward to you joining us next time.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Mission Minded. For more information on today's topic and show notes, please visit our website, itechusa.org.